there's your rock and roll. Take that, Def Leppard.
Paul Lisnick joins us right now. Paul, of course, the host of Politics Tonight over on CLTV. Paul, first of all, Happy New Year. Thank you for being here. Second of all, is the government going to shut down? What do you think? Is it a possibility or is it a definite?
Oh, you told me this one and I heard him. Paul. Paulie, can you hear me?
Try four. See what happens.
Oh, Dean TV.
Paul, are you there? That's better.
That's what you said. There is no four.
I'm on the EP office one.
Hey! There. Now I hear him.
Got it?
Paul, you there? Hi.
There we go. I answered all your questions. We're done. You just didn't hear me.
The check is in the mail, Paul.
Yeah, what I was saying was, the heck with the Def Leppard. I wanted crooner music.
Yeah, now you have some music. Some Bing Crosby.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra.
That's
something.
Better.
All right,
better.
We're just so glad we have you, because I want to know if we're even going to notice if the government shuts down.
You might not, but people with essential services might not, but people who are trying to get visas, people who are trying to get passports, they're going to notice it, because a lot of those kind of services shut down. But a lot of this talk is, though, you know, the military put their guns down and stuff. You know, that's not what's going to happen.
That's not going to happen at all. No. Not even close to that.
No, and if there is a shutdown, probably going to be very short term. Right now, of course, we're in the middle of the blame game. The president did, I think smartly so, cancel his trip, or at least postpone his trip to Mar-a-Lago, where he was going to celebrate his one-year anniversary with folks who paid $100,000 to do that with him tomorrow night. My guess is we're going to see an episode of The Apprentice coming up where he just kind of steps in, although I never watched that show, but where he kind of steps in and does something to kind of make things happen and somehow seals a deal. That's my gut tells me that, but it doesn't mean we won't have a shutdown.
Paul, this thing didn't just come out of nowhere. They knew for weeks, they knew for months that this could come to a deadline like this. So why did it come to the deadline?
Because everything Congress does, bills, is done at the 11:30th hour. And so, for example, when the president, you know, reversed President Obama's executive order on DACA and said, you've got 6 months, Democrats said, well, let's get to it. Republicans said, come on, we've got till March. That's 6 months from now. We got plenty of time. This is the problem. They don't do anything until it's the very last second. And that's what you're seeing here now. I mean, this is the third, if you think about it, the third iteration of, can we come up with something to keep the government from shutting down at the last minute? It's the way they function. It's dysfunctional.
And is the DACA program the main reason for the shutdown, or are there other issues?
You know, I had Congresswoman Jen Schakowsky on my program last night on Politics Tonight at 5:30 on CLTV, and
that was smooth as silk, Paul.
Thank you. It wasn't until I stopped. But anyway, so one of her points was, I said, is this all about DACA? She said no. And she went on to sort of talk about irresponsible spending and whatever. But I think it is all about DACA, because at least this continuing resolution gives Democrats a lot of what they are looking for. It's a 6-year extension on CHIP, although Congresswoman Schakowsky said it needs to be permanent and they at least wanted 10 years. But I mean, talk about buying time. That certainly was enough. There's some provisions that hold off some of the taxes of Obamacare, like medical devices. That's to make Freedom Caucus people happy. So they did enough in the House, didn't get Democratic support, but enough to get it through the House, as you know. I will tell you this. We've had Paul Ryan at the microphone saying, Chuck Schumer, don't shut down this government, but putting it all on the Democrats. The reality of it is the Republicans do not have all of their troops in line either. The only way, in my opinion, they get to make the argument that it's Democrats shutting down the government, if that's the argument, is if they get all 51 Republicans on board, or, you know, John McCain is not there, he's ill, but if they get every Republican on board with this, and then they're saying we have no Democrats, they don't have all the Republicans on board right now. They're missing about four or so, and that means they would need 13 Democrats to join them. They're not going to see it.
When will we find out if it's going to shut down or
not?
Well,
they're talking now. I mean, they're on the floor now. There's meetings going on now. There's all sorts of, you know, you're seeing press things. So I don't have any doubt that, I mean, Mitch McConnell's not going to allow a vote to happen, I think, unless he knows that there's the possibility of something passing, or unless it's just going to be a political ploy to, you know, to set up a shutdown for the weekend. And then, you know, Sunday morning, we have our spin going on. Look, I think a lot of people, certainly the Senate, is prepared to stay around for the weekend and address it. But what they're looking for is so fundamental. Republicans are saying, hey, Democrats, we gave you what you wanted. Democrats are saying, no, you didn't. This is about DACA. And on the Senate piece, it's all about DACA and immigration reform. They're is a proposal or plan to say, what about giving us 5 days? Let's just forget the
a little
month.
Postponement.
Let's just go, 5 days postponement. And even there, some Republicans have said, and what does that do? Look at the uncertainty that sends to the country and to the market. You know, with just a few more days of this, you know, a country can't function that way. So I just think you're going to see some butting of heads and some fighting and arguing. And I don't know why I get a sense that, you know, somehow we'll see Republicans give a little bit more to Democrats to save it, but maybe I'm an optimist.
So it comes down primarily to McConnell, Mitch McConnell, who you just mentioned, and Chuck Schumer. It really, the ball is in their court at this point, right?
It is in the well, yes and no. The leaders certainly are critical here, and it is a game of the leaders. When you talk to folks who are not and you ask them about timing, they go, hey, that's above my pay grade. So you're right about that. But the thing is, they also know which members of their troops they can control and which they can't. You know, Mitch McConnell thinks that he'll get the 8 or so Democrats who live in red states to all vote yes because they're all up for re-election next year. Mm-hmm. Democrats do face a tough situation as far as the electoral map next year for elections. And so far, only one Democrat has basically, of those folks, have said, I'm going to vote yes for this. But a lot of them are holding to principle. Here's the thing. The Democrats are doing this based on a moral position that this is wrong, and I think what we've learned from history is if there's a shutdown, people will generally blame the party in power, and Republicans do control everything, so they can try and put the blame on Democrats. But I think they hold some of the blame, and then with regard to the Democrats' position, you know, their base wants them to fight. The Democrats are often seen as weak and giving in and marshmallows, and why do you always give along to go along and get along? And I think you have a lot of the Democratic base telling their senators, you know what, would you just fight for once?
Right.
So it may not be a bad decision for them to put up a fight and watch a shutdown happen for a period of time.
When was the last shutdown?
2013 under President Obama, but Republicans controlled everything there too. That was part of the, you know, part of the question is that Republicans controlled the Congress, but they didn't have the White House. Now they have the White House too. That's why there's so much pressure on Republicans to try and figure this out, because they control the Senate, the House, the presidency. What else do you want? You know, strike a deal and give Democrats something that they can live with. But this is also, the first time in 50 years that one party has controlled all of those segments of government,
right,
and that there would be a shutdown. And the only reason I can't say the first time in history is because prior to about 50 years ago, there wasn't a requirement that you have now to for as far as the voting and the need for the shutdown by not funding things and whatever. So it was a little bit different 50 years or so ago. But this would be the first time in the last period of decades.
Paul, when there is a shutdown, and it may happen again over the weekend, for many of us, it's almost unnoticeable. But who notices it the most should there be a shutdown?
Well, I think people who depend on government service.
Will I get my mail? Because I'm expecting
Wendy wants
stuff.
Mail, Paul.
The mail service is actually an independent entity. So
okay.
I think, Wendy, the fan mail will make its way through. Don't worry about that.
Fan mail.
I'm sure your sister's already got things on her way.
Yes.
Through, I know that.
Yep.
And But I think people, as I said, who depend on routine government services are going to feel it. Critical government services continue to function. National parks close. So people who are on vacation, who are going to go hiking or trekking through snow somewhere, or whatever, that stuff all shuts down. So that's kind of annoying. And monuments, all that stuff shuts down.
What about the DMV? I have a son who's going to get his driver's license today.
You know what I love, Wendy, is that so much of this is about the people.
Right.
That's about me.
About, you know,
that's
you,
what
that
it
too,
is.
Paul?
It's about the people.
Is the DMV part of this?
That's state run. So
okay, good.
I think Jesse White, as far as I know, is not on strike or anything. So I think your son, my son just got his license. If I were you, I would stay off the road anyway. But then...
Paul, what percentage, I know this is an unfair question, but when you're in the business of talking politics, Donald Trump has been both good for business and bad for business. What percentage of discussion on your show has been Trump-based, would you say, in the last year?
Well, probably half, because, on Politics Tonight, which airs weeknights at 5:30 on CLTV and repeats at 10, we talk about not only national politics, but state politics. So, I had Tim Schneider, the head of the Republican Party, on the other night to focus in on the governor's race, because that grabs attention as well. So, on this show, I love talking about national news, and we certainly cover that, but it's probably 50-50.
Is
because
it?
The state news grabs a lot of attention, too. We're in a gubernatorial election year. Things getting pretty dirty. The governor, of course, going to be running those 14-minute ads this weekend, in case you've missed that Blagojevich J.B. Pritzker tape. So those will be running. And I think there's interest on both levels. And of course, I get lots of emails from people who just say, I am so tired of all of this in life.
I know.
It's difficult. It's a lot of drama that we deal with in politics. But I guess kind of like for people like me and maybe you guys, it's kind of what keeps it interesting.
Sure.
Yeah. We have a text. What about Social Security? Will that be affected?
Checks will go. No, checks will go out again. These there are certain. Those are critical functions that do not. That's why I'm saying a government shutdown, while annoying, is not crippling. I mean, after a while, it would be.
Yeah.
But initially, folks who expect Social Security checks, they'll get their checks. Not to worry. Do you get a Social Security check, Wendy? Were you concerned about?
No,
that?
No, somebody texted that. And Medicaid and yeah. Medicare. Everybody was texting that.
I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, they're
not yet.
So, Paul, if you
but
had
I'll take
to,
it when I get it.
If you had to bet on this, you would probably bet that there will be a shutdown, but that it won't last for long. I'm getting that from you. Is that right?
I'm saying I'm somewhere between that. And saying somehow some deal gets struck at the very last moment.
And then if that happens, does somebody come away claiming victory, saying, look, I'm a hero. I made this government shutdown go away.
Donald Trump will do that. I mean, he will. President Trump will simply say he's the hero. Republicans did. He'll blame Democrats. That's part of the problem, too, is you've got the president tweeting all the time how the Democrats are weak on border security. They want to allow all the illegals in the country and stuff. And again, you have around a third of the country, you know, backing him up on that. But I'm not sure as the art of the deal that that's the way you get Democrats to sit at the table, you know, by saying, let's sit down. But by the way, you people hate safety and borders and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I think at some level, everybody, including a president, should say, you know, we all have the same goals for this country.
Right.
We differ on how
he's not going to say that.
Well, I know. I'm saying, so, you know, we differ on how to get there. Let's talk about how to get there and let's be reasonable. You know, when he had that meeting, and in fact, it was, I forgot what congressman the other day made a comment saying, you know what, bring the cameras back. Bring those folks around the table again. When President Trump, you know, impressed everybody with how he was showing how to pull positions together, when Senator Dianne Feinstein said, why don't we deal with DACA and do everything else separately? He went, yeah, I like that idea. Until Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy said, no, you don't. So, you know, you're dealing with those dynamics as well. But I mean, the president needs a, you know, wants a PR moment out of this. And the other reason I think they'll find some compromise, and I truly believe he's all about, you know, the drama and the image. Mm-hmm. He is not going to let this weekend, the notion of his 1 year anniversary, where I said there is the big party going on in Mar-a-Lago. He doesn't want that to get, you know, to get mired in this mess. So I just think he's going to somehow force them to strike a deal of some sort so the weekend can focus on his accomplishments.
It makes sense. We have a couple of texts that said that say Mick Mulvaney just said in a press conference that the government offices are going to remain open and that the workers are all going to work for no pay. He specifically included that national parks will be open.
Well, okay, so that's then. Again, he can say that, and maybe that will happen. I don't know if he's got the authority to say that. What generally that means is that the reason under Obama when the park shut down is that park shut down and nobody was there. I also remember when that happened, there was an honor flight that was in Washington on a shutdown day, and they couldn't do the ceremony. I have some memory of that happening. So what Mulvaney may be saying is that there'll be some kind of executive order, probably coming from the White House, saying, you better all show up. You'll get back pay. And that's generally the way it would work. Folks would get back pay down the line for the days that they've worked. But I can tell you, typically in a shutdown, no, the parks and such would close. So either Mulvaney knows something that the rest of us don't, or maybe he's just been assured about that.
And allegedly, he also said TSA and military will all work, but also won't be paid. They'll get back paid after the government reopens, but for now, work without pay.
And that was my comment. I know that you've got to do that with TSA. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Critical measures have to take place. I don't know that the national parks fall within that realm. So I'm not going to say he's wrong about that. He's the budget director. I'm not. But I'm not sure he's right about
it. What about air traffic controllers? They have to work.
But that's it. That's what I'm saying. I mean, you're not going to see planes shut down. You know, again, we've been through shutdowns, you know, or government shutdowns. The government, things will function. It's going to be the annoying things. It's the, I need my visa. Where's my passport application? Those kinds of things, which are not considered critical, are going to shut down. But as I said, the military doesn't stop protecting us. All of those critical functions, air traffic controllers, they continue to do their jobs. And even if some of them don't get paid, they'll get the back pay. They'll continue to do their jobs.
6-3 says, why hasn't someone given Paul Liznick a show?
Yeah, Paul, you should have a show on CLTV every night at 5:30, and then they could rerun it later on in the night. Why don't they do that?
At 10 o'clock, don't you think?
At 10 o'clock, yeah.
Or maybe they could watch me on WGN News talking about it. By the way, today at 11:20, I'm doing the Adopt-a-Pet segment. I get to play with dogs and cats today.
Oh, very nice.
Fun.
Good.
Say hello, little Ooshie Gooshie.
Yeah. Well, and I also, you know what? You guys were nice enough to let me. I filled in on the business hour over the holidays.
Yeah.
I heard you.
So I'm assuming they were up. You were up at 5 in the morning listening to that?
Yeah. I'm not sleeping well lately.
All right. Oh, I also did your show with Steve Dale one day.
Wow.
At noon, and we...
Lots of pets, I bet.
Well, it was just an hour for us to insult each other, because, you know, we grew up each other and have this ongoing fight on who's
really?
Older. Oh, wait a minute. So he's not there. So Steve is definitely older.
He's a lot older than you.
And, absolutely. He was like at Noah's Ark. I mean, he was... You know, that's why there's only one of him. Noah right. said, just one of you. This is, that, we're
that's
not
plenty.
Take two of this.
That's
not,
more than
not
enough.
Two of this.
Paul, great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Paul Lisnick, of course, the host of Politics Tonight over on CLTV. You can see it originally at 5:30, and then they rerun it at 10 o'clock.
How did you know that?
You can bet on how it'll end with your friends and make extra money.
Oh, and my podcast on WGN Plus called Behind the Curtain.
Beautiful.
Excellent. Paul, nice to talk to you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Quick break, and then more show, Bill and Wendy, WGN.